Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sedholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. Always excited for more new music. It's a lot of fun to put these together.
Yeah, we've got, in this month, I mean, we ended up with a lot of big names. You know, like I felt like in January, we were both like looking through some indie artists and we discovered a lot of new stuff. This year, this month, I think people are going to recognize most of these names.
Yeah, I would definitely say most of them. There are a couple on here that made me laugh. I almost wondered if you'd put some of these songs on here to make sure that I was listening to the mix, because they're so they're so different. We'll get to that one song in particular that really kind of threw me, which is great. But for the most part, yeah, a lot of big names, a lot of new music from them, and it was really good. There's some great picks on here.
Yeah, and I think it's shaping up with some of the, because some of these are like first singles off new albums coming up. So I think it's going to be cool once we get the full album release later in the year. But yeah, no, some good stuff ahead in 2024.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get into it with the first track. A person that you certainly would know by now if you didn't earlier in your life. It is Keep On Dancing by Usher.
Yeah, if you hadn't heard of him before. But, you know, when I thought about it leading up to the Super Bowl halftime show, the big game halftime show.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, just cost us millions of dollars. he's been around for like 25 years. Like, he's been around for a long time. So, yeah, I mean, when I really thought about that, I was like, yeah, I guess everybody will have come across some Usher song at some point. And obviously he's done The Voice and everything like that. But yeah, he's got a new album out, and I listened to most of it, and it's just really good. He does a really good job of producing good R&B and pop dance kind of hits, right? Like, it's, he's done a good job kind of crossing over. It's almost like, I mean, kind of reminds me a little bit of Maroon 5, because even though I'll probably never go to a Maroon 5 concert, every time they come out with an album, there's like one or two songs that I'm like, this is pretty good. This is, this isn't bad. Same thing with Usher. And so I really like this one, Keep On Dancing. It's got a fun rhythm to it, fun beat. And I like the message of just kind of being positive, keep on going through difficult times, whatever it is, heartbreak or any sort of loss, hard times, and just keep on dancing. So, yeah, that was my pick off this new album.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And honestly, I was surprised as well that like he's still doing new music, because like I had no idea. and you know, the big game tends to kind of pick artists sometimes that like were big, you know, like 20 years ago, and you know, kind of putting them back in the limelight. So I think that was part of my, you know, thought process of like, oh, okay, yeah, like Usher, new music, cool. I had no idea. But you're right, great song, super catchy. You know, I like the message as well of kind of, even whenever things are hard, sometimes it might be harder to walk away. And so maybe you just keep at it and you just keep on dancing, as he said, and you get through it.
Yeah, you talk about the big game, picking artists for halftime shows on my new show, Play by Play, which is now available on Apple Podcasts and everywhere you get finer podcasts. You can check out my pick for next year's halftime show. I kind of go through a little bit of a process and pick out who I think next year's halftime performer might be. So, all right, let's go to your first pick. And this was an interesting collaboration. It is Good People by Mumford & Sons and Pharrell Williams.
Yes. My 2024 bingo card would not have had these two individuals, these two bands, artists, musical groups coming together to produce a song. I definitely would never have put them on the same track, but here we are. I'm so happy for it. It is such a catchy song. I really love when songs have that kind of like foot tapping sound, you know, that the rhythmic beat in the background, which just works really well with actually both of these artists. I think it's kind of like they both could bring that to the table. And so like having them mesh together is awesome here. I really love the lyrics in this song too. You know, they're singing about like the, one of the lines that I'm going to call out here is "feel so alive, even though times are deadly." And then, you know, a little bit later, a little bit more hopeful, good people been down for so long, and now I can see the sun is rising. And I just really like the message here. And it's funny, I think actually a lot of our songs are kind of tending towards this sense of like, hey, things are kind of crappy right now, but you know, I'm hopeful, or here's how we're going to change it, or let's take down the, you know, the things that aren't great right now and push for something better. So I've been curious if we're going to see maybe another decade of like 60s and 70s style, like protest music or something as people kind of hit a fever pitch of being frustrated with the state of the world. So it'll be interesting to see how that's reflected in music and how it's already being reflected.
Yeah, I would love that. And actually, I don't even know if that's the actual state of the world or if that's just our perception from reading social media and watching the news.
Yes.
Because it's like,
totally.
Most people, if you look around, like 95% of your life is probably great. But if you just sit there staring at social media and watching the news, you're going to be miserable. So
yeah,
that's my piece of advice. But you're totally right. Like so many of our songs today are kind of about getting past that. And honestly, I think the best way to get past that is just stop watching the news and stop looking at social media.
Okay? Yes.
But go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. Okay, we got some great stuff there. But otherwise, just forget about the rest of it because it's just there to make you feel bad. But yeah, I thought this was great. This was a really fun collaboration. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know, they both bring a lot of spirit and energy to each of their respective genres and songs normally, right? So bringing them together, I thought created, I mean, I listened to this and it was like a gospel song for me, right? Like it wasn't even just like a pop song or Americana or whatever genre they normally fall into. And so that's what I thought was really cool is they kind of brought their energies together and then just moved into this whole different genre. But yeah, great pick, great fun. And this was just a single. Like I was trying to see what album this was off of, but I guess they just did this as a one-off or maybe it's a soundtrack or something.
Yeah, I remember reading what it was done for, but I can't recall it right now. So yeah, it's just a little one-off, but I would love for them to work together again. It was a great result. All right. This is the track that made me question if you're just putting this on here to make sure I'm awake and listening to these songs, because this was so out of left field, but I loved it. It is Popular Too by Cheekface.
Yeah, I just discovered Cheekface. They've only been around since like 2017, but this is their fourth studio album. So they're really pretty prolific. You know, we talked on our first new music mix of the year, or first mix, I think, of the year about Cake. And
right,
these guys are kind of a Cake sound alike without the horn section. So maybe not as fun in that sense, because I love the horn section and all the Cake songs. But lead singer here, Greg Katz, and he kind of does the same talk sing type thing. It's just kind of a fun song and fun new album. Like I think I can get into these guys just because listening to the lyrics, it just kind of makes me laugh. Like in this one, I think it's the second verse. It goes, "Free shoes, free Whoppers and Cokes. I see someone normal and I make a mental note." It's really, I don't know what that means, but I'm like, this is kind of fun. It makes me think a little bit. And like you said, it kind of got your attention.
Yeah, it definitely gets your attention. The lyrics are really fun. They actually reminded me of They Might Be Giants.
Oh, so yeah. That's another good one.
Yeah, like I could kind of see, I could see those two bands going well together in a mix. The line that really made me laugh here is, "The salad's mostly iceberg when it should be romaine." And I really love that for some reason. Probably because it's, you know, sometimes it's relatable. Sometimes you get a salad and you're like, this is just all wrong. Like, here's how I would change it. I don't know. You know, just one of those little moments of being human, I guess.
Well, but no, but really I think the PR people for Big Iceberg Lettuce have kind of fallen down the job, because you really don't see iceberg lettuce anywhere. And if you do, people are kind of like, this is a second rate salad.
I agree. Yeah, you're right. So they need to clean it up.
They do. Yeah. Like, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, if you're making a wedge salad, you have to use iceberg. But otherwise, there's very few salads where they've kind of gotten in on it. But, you know, then the wedge brings in the very controversial blue cheese dressing, which is also another, I mean.
It is controversial. I'm on the side of pro blue cheese.
I love blue cheese dressing. Yes.
Me too.
I'm a blue cheese fan. But a lot of people out there, okay, they don't like blue cheese. And, anyway, that's Iceberg's corner right now, is really the wedge salad. Beyond that, though, you get a salad with iceberg lettuce, and I think a lot of people out there, okay, especially in your elite, you know, you elite coastals like you, Sam, are going to turn up your nose.
Okay? All right, well, I'm going to leave that comment aside, and I'm also just going to point iceberg people to superawesomemarketing.com. I believe we still own that domain, so we're here to help you.
Yeah, we're going to turn this around for iceberg lettuce in 2024, okay? Get ready for a Caesar salad with iceberg lettuce by December, okay?
You're going to hate it.
You're going to hate it, but love it. Okay, speaking of things you love, okay, track 4, you've got Dark Matter by Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, right? Like, I kind of did a triple take on that it actually was Pearl Jam. It's like, and it wasn't a new band that, you know, somehow is going by the same name, or there weren't like two L's in the in the word Pearl
somewhere in there. Yeah.
Right. Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Yeah, so. Oh, gosh. That Swedish cover band, Pearl Jam.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't know that they're still doing new music, you know, for how long they've been around. But it's awesome. And this is just like a really hard hitting rock song, too. I really enjoyed it. I'm excited to hear what the rest of the album holds. I think, you know, I think the theme of the year for me is bridges, and this has a great bridge. he sings, "No tolerance for intolerance, so I have no patience left for impatience, no more, no love lost for lost loves, no sorrow for the unaccountable." Again, this is kind of that theme of basically, hey, things are kind of crazy right now, and I've just kind of run out of my patience for impatience, or, you know, I have no tolerance for intolerance, and just like his worldview. So I thought it was really good, but yeah, it's just a great rock song.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited they're coming out with a new album. April 19th is the release date. This one, here's what I was shocked. I read up they wrote and recorded this in like 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, but I guess it's their 12th studio album, they've been doing this forever. I guess you should be that good at this, right? Like, I guess album, second album, you know, we've talked about this before as we go through, like, oh, this is their third album, their fourth album. But yeah, maybe when you get to this point, it's like, we kind of know how to do this, and we could sit down and really knock this out if we focus. But yeah, so I'm really impressed just hearing that. And then obviously it was a really good song as well. So excited to see what the rest of the album brings.
Yeah, me too. All right, track 5, you went with Another Day by Brittany Howard.
Yeah, Brittany Howard is best known for her work leading the band Alabama Shakes. And this is her second solo album. And, you know, she's got great vocals, right? A really soulful voice. But also, she's an amazing guitarist as well. Like, I think we featured her on one of our Women Who Rock mixes a couple years ago. But yeah, I mean, it's just like we said, like the unintentional theme to this mix was kind of, you know, sort of having a positive mindset for a better time. And one lyric I'll call out, it's, "I'm in love when they tell me to hide, to fear my neighbor, to close my mind." And that's what I thought, that was great, you know, because that's exactly, like I said earlier, stay away from social media and the news, right? Just makes you want to turn your head towards your neighbor when really it's like, you guys are probably fine. you just disagree about a couple things.
Right. No, totally. Yeah. I really loved the theme of the song. I didn't know that she's from Alabama Shakes, but that makes a lot of sense now that you said that. I loved the lyric here. We were born in a time to change the paradigm. Peace is the prize of our timeline. I really, really like that line. So again, it's just that hopefulness of like, we can figure it out. Like, you know, that's kind of the pattern of humans is figuring it out and then kind of forgetting that you figured it out and then figuring it out again. So
it's Groundhog Day, right?
Basically. Great song though.
All right. Track 6, you go with Dreaming by Tones and I.
But yeah, I just think it's like a really great catchy song. I think the lyrics are just kind of talking about like a song is like, or it's like about asking someone if they really want to leave you. So I'm curious. She mentioned that she wrote this song out of just her own experience. She just like let the words come out. So I wonder if she's kind of dealing with something like that in her life of someone who's maybe trying to leave and she's asking like, do you really want to leave? So I'm just excited for the new album coming out soon and have just always enjoyed listening to her sing because she really does have such a unique voice. And so I find it very interesting to listen to her.
Yeah, I agree. I've actually been just really, you know, she kind of came on the scene with that song Dance Monkey, right? Which yes, was almost yeah. kind of has like kind of a one hit wonder feel to it. But then,
yeah,
you exactly. know, we've talked about her. I think she was on one of our new music mixes last year. And then she was on my number one song for last year, Chant, with Macklemore, right? She was on there.
Yeah.
And I've just been really impressed with someone kind of getting out of that mode, right? Because she could have just, like, that's kind of a kitschy song, right? Like, that big hit for her. And, like, since then, she's just kind of come on these other tracks, and she's shown she's just a really good singer, right? Like, just her yes. voice alone yeah. is impressive. But then putting out tracks like this, which are just like kind of solid pop songs. And so, yeah, I mean, really pretty impressive, I think, to start there and kind of, you know, get to a place like this.
I definitely agree. And I really do like that she tends to sing from the heart. Like she sings about things that feel a little bit more relatable outside of her, you know, Dance Monkey track, especially. But yeah, she was great on Chant, and there's another song that the title escapes me, but I've used it on the Super Awesome You playlist of just basically feeling like, you know, looking for the sun on a cloudy day. I think it's called Cloudy Day, right? And I really love that one too. I listen to that often whenever I'm in need of a boost. So she's great. So excited for new music from her. Moving on to track number 7 here, you went with Hold Me by the Strumbellas.
Yeah, these guys are a rock band out of Ontario, Canada. This is their 5th studio album, Part-Time Believer. I liked most of the songs on this album. Like, it was actually kind of a tough choice to figure out which one to pick. And I just find it very listenable, right? Like, it just kind of mm-hmm. comes on and you're just kind of, it just kind of captures your attention and then just sort of takes you on through. They don't do too many hard turns that might throw you off a little bit. Right. And maybe have you advance the track. It's a very listenable album. So definitely check it out. But calling out one lyric. So I'll stand while the heavens fall for your love. I'd risk it all. Ain't nothing out there to make us whole. Give me shelter to save our souls. So, you know, kind of a soulful song as well. Like definitely something,
yeah.
you know, like emotional about it, even though it's going to sound like a pretty straightforward kind of rock pop song.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I like that verse a lot. For me, I was going to call out the bridge, of course. but the bridge is them just singing, don't let me down, don't let me down, over and over again. And what made me laugh is like, I feel like that's the inner monologue I have whenever I need something from someone. I'm just like, don't let me down, don't let me down.
Just
you know,
get it right whether this it's once. Like, just get it right this
just
once.
Just get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be like on a personal level. It could be from like a political leader, from, you know, the owner of a business. Just don't let me down, please. That's all I ask.
Just make this sandwich correctly, please. Please.
Exactly.
I do that. Exactly. I did that once at a like Starbucks drive-through. I was like ordering something and my wife's coffee order at the time was like a little more complicated. And I just told the guy, I go, hey, look, man, I go, screw up the second one. I go, but can you just get that first one right? And the guy just started laughing. And I go, yeah, that was for my wife. I was like, I'm going to have to come back if we get this wrong. So, like, just do whatever with my order, but get hers right.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
A little don't let me down. Yeah. All right. Track 8. It is Oh No, He Said What? By Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah, you know, again, speaking about the theme, this one is present here as well, where it's kind of like, you know, it's in the title. It's kind of a moment I think we all have lately and have had for a really long time where you're like, oh no, like he said what? And it, of course, it doesn't have to be a he, it could be a she, they, it doesn't matter. But it's just that theme of like, you're just listening and then, you know, you read the news or you see something and you're just like, oh my gosh, what?
So, yeah, are you referring to the two octogenarians that are going to face off for the presidency this year?
I'm dying. I watched a really great Daily Show clip because, you know, Jon Stewart's back on that show. Mm-hmm. And he had a really good kind of premiere episode. And he mentioned that, you know, they're setting the all-time record for oldest people to run for that office. And the record was previously set by both of them having run for that office just 4 years
just
ago.
4 years
so,
ago.
Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. but no, like to bring it back to the song, it reminds me of Muse a little bit, at least like the electronic like intro. But yeah, and again, also just the topic, because Muse does not shy away from being political and kind of like poking the crowd in terms of like, hey, what are you thinking? Like, what's going on here? So it's a really good song, and I love the line here: "There ain't no prizes for the kindest heart, but I'll make you rich if you subscribe." And we've called out lines like that before in other songs, where it's just like this funny idea of like, hey, if you just, you know, like and subscribe, like I'll solve all your problems.
Right? Oh, totally. That's all you need. It's just one button away. I love the energy of this one, like just the whole rhythm throughout it. It reminded me a little bit, like that intro kind of reminded me of the Michael Jackson song Smooth Criminal. And then they kind of added a little techno beat or something to it. But I just kept coming back to Smooth Criminal in my head with this one. I mean, it's not at all like the Ariana Grande song that sounds just like Vogue.
Right.
It's a little more differentiated than that. But that's the song that kind of, it anchored, I guess, in my head, but I really like this one. This was a great pick and really surprised. I hadn't heard of these guys, but really, really interested in the rest of this album.
Yeah, same. All right, track number 9, someone who I imagine most of us are also familiar with, and it is Turn the Lights Back On by Mr. Billy Joel.
Okay, Billy Joel has not released a single in 17 years. He hasn't come out with an album in 31 years. And so I was shocked, and I kind of had to like look around because I was like, did he just re-record this from the 70s? Is this a live version of something? What's going on? And it turns out Freddie Wexler, who is a songwriter who's written with Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Ariana Grande, like all these big like pop stars. Apparently he's a huge Billy Joel fan. And so his wife gets him a meeting with Billy Joel, like somehow, like, you know, he obviously knows people in the industry or they know people.
Sure.
And Billy Joel just thinks it's kind of a, you know, all right, quick meet and greet sort of thing. Right. And then Freddie Wexler kind of pitches him on the song. And so this quick meeting turns into like a couple hours. And Billy Joel was like kind of inspired by like what this guy had come up with lyrically and kind of musically and kind of added to it. So they co-wrote this song and he decides to put it out there. And apparently they've got a handful of other ideas. So there's a chance we get a whole album maybe out of Billy Joel. But I was just happy to hear this. He still got the voice. Like that's what was amazing. Yes. As I'm listening to this, I'm like, this sounds just like, it's not old Billy Joel. It's just Billy Joel. And so I thought it was great. It's a really good song and it's really cool to see something new from him.
I completely agree. Like the first note I have here is literally, oh, I love his voice. It's like so smoothing and like calm to hear, soothing and calm to hear. It is, yeah, it's incredible. You know, like you compare that to someone like Bob Dylan, whose voice has just increasingly gotten.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, harder and harder to listen to. I would say it's way rougher around the edges compared to his young self. Whereas you're right, like it's like a time capsule. Billy Joel's voice, like it just has not changed, and that's really impressive. But the song itself is also really great. You know, he's kind of asking the question, this line here: "As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on?" And I really like that lyric too. It's like a powerful question. Like maybe we should have turned the lights on a little bit earlier. So again, kind of fits in the theme of this mix that we inadvertently set.
Yes, inadvertently became a theme mix. All right, Track 10, your next pick, Neon Pill by Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, Cage the Elephant is a band that I don't listen to too often, but like I recognize their name, and I've heard songs from them throughout the years. And so this song is, you know, it's like just a fun song. I really enjoyed it. It came across my like new music mix, and so wanted to throw it on here. I'm not entirely sure what the neon pill is in this case. I imagine it's like a relationship that seemed like a good idea at the time, but it's not a good idea according to the lyrics as he sings, you know, double crossed by a neon pill. I imagine if you take a neon pill, you think you're going to have a good time. You might not have a good time. So just avoid neon pills. Like, that's my advice to you.
Good advice. Good advice. If you take anything away from this, yeah, avoid a neon pill if it's handed to you. I felt exactly the same way where it's like I'm not 100% certain about what the lyrics meant, but I love the music behind it. And
yeah,
it was just, you know, different enough that you could listen to it. You know, like it's like, I don't know, it just captured my attention, I guess, listening to it. And this is one of those bands, I'm kind of with you, where I'm like, I know the name, and every time I hear one of their songs, I'm like, this is pretty good. But I've never done like the, you know, okay, I'm just going to get into the whole album. I'm going to listen to this, or I'm going to listen to that, because I'm sure they're really good. If kind of every time you come across a song, you're like, oh, this is good. Okay, I like this. Yeah, but nice pick.
Awesome. All right. So track number 11 is an up-and-coming country artist. She hasn't done a lot of work in this space, so let's, you know, give her a break if you don't like the song. It's Texas Hold'em by, I'm going to mispronounce as Beyonce.
No, you nailed it. Yeah, her name is Beyonce. Oh, good. Just one word. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, similar to Usher kind of stealing the show on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, also Beyonce is like, oh, I got a couple new tracks, and she's got a new album coming out this year. And then you listen to this, Texas Hold'em. I mean, it just... It starts with some banjo. I mean, this is a country song. And, you know, Taylor Swift started out in country and then moved over to pop. Maybe Beyonce is going to do the opposite. I mean, I love it. I mean, I don't want to sound like old guy being really into a young song. Like, I've listened to the song like a half dozen times since it came out. Like, I think it's so good and so catchy. And if this whole new album is going to be just country songs, I'm pretty fired up, because just this taste of it, you know, got me really, really into it.
Yeah, she nailed it, right? Like, I mean, just absolutely nailed it. And I think it's so cool to have her genre hop like that. And she also passes the toe tapping test, which is basically the test I just invented for country music, which is if you hit play, do you just all of a sudden subconsciously just start tapping your toes, you know, like, and it does it. It absolutely does it. I think that that's the grade of a really good country song. So I am also very eager to hear, you know, what she does with the rest of it. If she holds it, holds the genre for the entire album, which I think she is, which is going to be really cool.
Yeah. She tends to be very thematic with her albums. And so one, it'll be interesting that if it does go to a different genre, how it's kind of bridged together. Or you know, like we said, if it's just a country album, I think that'll be really cool. But she's from Houston, right? It shouldn't surprise us that she's got country roots. All right, well, let's bring it home. Track 12, you've got Kid by The Revivalists.
Yeah, this is a band that I was not familiar with, but they're like right up my alley. So this was a really good pick by the algorithm for me. They were like, oh yeah, Sammer, he likes Head in the Heart, and he likes... Rainbow Kitten Surprise. So he's going to love The Revivalists. And I was like, you're not wrong.
This is in your wheelhouse. I'm actually surprised to hear that it wasn't something you regularly listen to.
Right. I know. So it definitely sounds like those bands. So if you like those bands, you're going to like this song. And it's also a song about, you know, being in the present moment, which is also right up my wheelhouse. You know, I'm just always going on about that. So just has like a great little folksy rock sound to it, and a band that I was excited to be introduced to, and they've got a new album coming soon. So
I like this one. It's just kind of fitting our theme, and I think it's really kind of amazing that we both found all these songs with that theme of, like, you know, kind of being positive amidst everything else that you hear. And here it's a little bit more explicit about, you know, hey kid, you know, ignore that. So whether it's like talking to yourself, whether it's some version of self-talk or talking to an actual kid out there, it's like, like I said earlier, just avoid social media and the news and you'll probably be, I don't know, 50% happier than you are right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Good advice.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, some new music for the month of February. We'll get back to work on our next mix next month. We're not sure what it is yet. Okay. It's going to be a theme mix of some kind. There's an outside chance we're out to some guests. So we'll see what happens there, but we'll work on that. You make sure you come back next time. So for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll talk to you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.